Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another awesome episode of Life Inertia Show podcast. On the Life Inertia Show podcast, we help people create and live their visions and structure lives and businesses around the vision. Polish Peter, what's up, bro? You're my host today. I mean, surprise, surprise, right? Like, you're here, I'm here. Let's have some fun with this, man.
Right. Now that you got the colors in the background, yeah, we're going to have some fun.
I feel some hating going on over there, man. I'll tell you, like, you know, you got, I mean, I got like this, yeah, I got, mine looks like, my place looks like a European club. Yours looks like a closet that, you know, you lock up, like, you know, there's like clothes like next to you and stuff.
Well, whatever, float your boat.
Listen, so man, I want to talk today about one of the most important things, if not the most important thing, that will help you become successful. And that is the importance of being around the right people. And not only being around the right people, but what, you know, what are the right people? Okay, we even start with that definition of what are the right people. I'd say we talk about what are the right people, what are their traits, why is this so important, and then why? How do we find them? Like, how do we get ourselves in that situation? So why would you say it's so important to be around the right people, and how would you describe the right people?
Well, it's important because if you're looking to create a vision for yourself and live that life that you want to do, you want to surround yourself with people who probably are living that vision, right? Because you want to get the, you know, the information, the connection. We are meant to be with community. We're not meant to be alone. A lot of times what ends up happening in entrepreneurial and business owners that they end up working by themselves a lot, and they don't have the community, and they don't have the feedback. They don't have that support or the accountability, whatever they need in order to get to the next level. So I think that's why it's so important to for somebody to go and find someone like that.
So let's even back up further, man. Like, so who, what kind of person is the right person? Because, you know, I think of someone who is maybe supportive of your goals, who is actually genuinely happy for your success, not somebody who's faking it or who's like secretly like rooting against you and hoping you fail. Mm-hmm. Someone who can ideally keep you accountable. And by the way, I'm not saying you're gonna get all of these things in one single person, but the idea behind the being around the kinds of people is that it's not just one person. In fact, I believe you mentioned this a second ago, man. It's the community of people. So it's being around the right community of people, because you probably won't get all these from one single person. You might, but like the traits, you really got to think of like, what are the things that will help me be successful? And so like support, accountability, mm-hmm. someone who I can go to with questions, right? And so for instance, somebody who's qualified, who's ideally been there before you, or who's there and maybe one step ahead of you. Somebody who can connect you with other people and who's well plugged in, you know, a network. Somebody who maybe has some pull with you in terms of like you want to emulate them or impress them, and you care what they think. What else? What else you got?
Well, the other thing, as far as like, I want to just touch on something, the accountability aspect. You in your mind, you have to know that they're going to keep you accountable and that they have to keep you accountable, because otherwise it's just, it won't work. So there's got to be some respect in that regarding that relationship. So that's important. The other aspects I would say is that someone or a community or a people that there is no judgment going on.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
It's a big part of it, because if you feel judged, you are not going to be going back to that particular person and keep telling about, you know, what's going on, what's the reality of it. Because the judgment, if there's a judgment, prevents someone from being vulnerable, from being open, from being in telling what exactly is going on. So there needs to be vulnerability, like I mentioned. In order for the vulnerability to happen, there needs to be no judgment in there. So there needs to be that space created to be able for you to be able to grow. Because, yeah, I mean, think about it. If you are failing at something in your business or in your relationship, and you feel like if you're going to go to that community or go to that person and tell them what's going on, and they're going to say, well, you suck or whatever, you feel judged, then are you going to keep going? You know. So I think it's a really big aspect to that particular the relationship.
Yeah. And, you know, so hopefully this gives you some ideas of some of the things that certainly, like, you know, and now, by the way, you and I have been you know, blessed and lucky to have been plugged into Life and Air. And, you know, not everybody has that, and not everybody can, that's right for everybody. And so at the end of the episode, we'll talk about, you know, how you can find your own community or build it if you have to. But I really want to emphasize this is like, you know, the path that you're following, the road in, or the that you're moving along, is likely going to be a lonely road. You know, everyone's heard the phrase like it's lonely at the top, but it's also just as lonely on that journey to the top. And so you really want to be around other people, you know, that are following their vision, that have all these other traits and these characteristics that we just discussed. Because, like, listen, these will help you. You know, I remember I share this story all the time, man, like about, you know, my first bodybuilding contest. Didn't have a coach, didn't have any kind of support group. I'd never spoken with a bodybuilding judge. I asked my mom, like, hey, mom, what do you think? And she's like, oh, you're going to win. And listen, my mom loves me, but she has no clue, like, when it comes to, like, she, you know, bodybuilding or what they're looking for or judges' criteria. And so you got
to
be around.
I feel bad for your mom that she had to
she probably still has nightmares.
No.
And the thing is, though, so you got to make sure they're qualified to give you advice. And ideally, you know, and speaking of qualified for a second, like, you know, I've given this some thought, and like, you have people that know how to do things based on reading a book, or they've taken a class or went to a seminar. And then you have people that have actually done it. And there's a big difference between those. Like, you know, and I'm not saying there's no value to the people who have written, you know, read a book or attend a class, because there's still value. But the nuance in the information that you can get is different. And so you ideally are finding people that have done the thing you want to do. Now, that, again, is not to disregard a coach, because, like, you know, Michael Jordan's coach has never achieved the success Michael Jordan has. Mm-hmm. And so a good coach can help bring out that outside of you. But, like, we're talking about a community, not necessarily a coach here. And so finding people within that community that have experienced the things you want to have, and, like, maybe give you some advice to keep you from making the same mistakes they did as well. And you know, and who are there, are your cheerleaders, who are there, they're really there to cheer you on when you're doing well, to celebrate your successes, but also, like, pick you up and dust you off when you fall off the wagon and get run over, right? Both of those are equally valuable.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I think it's important to, and I kind of mentioned it now, I just want to emphasize, because I think it's important, the community that you're looking for, you know, what Vojo was talking about, it's important for you to know that you can come to that community and be open and be vulnerable and be talking, like, say what's going on in your world, in your mind. So when you are reaching out to those kinds of people, when you're talking to whoever you're looking to be able to be part of your community, you'll know whether or not you'll be open to that particular person. I think that's a big, big part of it, that it's like a check mark for you to be able to see, okay, this person will be a good person for me. You know what I mean? Like, I will tell you this, like, one of the things that I've created over the past year now is, ever so often I get together for a breakfast with my pastor, the lead pastor in my church. We have breakfast in the morning and we sit down and we talk for a couple of hours. And I know from my perspective, when I talk to him, the way he talks to me and the way he, you know, puts himself out there and the shares, he shares some personal stuff with him, what's going on with him, that gives me the ability to share my personal stuff. So that is the kind of relationship that really works. And I know he's not talking about me outside of that table, and I'm not either, you know what I mean? Of what
he's
doing.
Yeah, no gossiping kind of thing.
So I think that is a big part to be able to have in that community.
Yeah, man, it's super important. Hey, we'll get right back to our episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about our Business Builder Workshop. Peter, I love this event, man. Why do people need to go?
Yeah, because you are going to be designing your own business, right? If you haven't been successful in the business as well as you would like it to, this is the event to be, because we're going to be working through everything. It's like an MBA in 3 days for your own business.
That's right, man. We cover everything from systems, processes, automation, hiring, sales, marketing. It is like what Peter said. We've had a woman who went to business school. She said she learned more in 3 days with us than she did at 2 years of her business school. So if you would like to make a transformational change in your business as well, go to lifeinter.com right now. Click on the Business Builder Workshop, register for event, and we will see you there. You know, so the next question is, like, so if I'm a listener right now, I'm thinking, like, okay, I have, you guys listed 15 things of things to look for. I get all that. I think I understand why these are important, but how in the world do I find a community like this, man? Like, how do I find people like this? And I'll tell you, this is not the easiest thing in the world, because so many people disqualify themselves on one of these criteria that it is difficult to find a community that has been, has been kind of vetted and has gone through all these, all these things to make sure that it's what you're looking for. What suggestions do you have, man?
Well, I mean, start talking to people, you know what I mean? Start talking to other business owners, entrepreneurs, to see what community is there in. Sometimes it may be that you try out different, groups, different people that you start talking to. Like, for instance, the pastor that I've gotten to know, it's me going to the church, getting to know him, start talking to him, right? And we connected. And that's how I was able to go and find a particular person. You and me, think about how we came together, is through a tough time that we were at the same, well, I was actually in the worst time, that you were, but it was through a mutual connection between both of us that I got connected with you, right? Obviously, LifeHunter has a community, and we've worked really hard to create a very protective and very non-judgmental and vulnerable kind of a community, so that's an option. But it's looking from that perspective. I think it's important to start putting yourself out there. Be very clear what your criteria are, right? So you go out there and talking to that, what your vision is, and then you start talking with people. Who do you know that would know that kind of a person, right?
Yeah.
Writing that, maybe you already know someone. I will tell you this, probably not going to be your wife or your husband in this particular genre of community, but who do you know? And who do you know that would know? Maybe you know somebody that would know those kinds of people and start asking questions.
One other suggestion I give you is like to be that person. Like, think of all the traits that you're looking for in a supportive community. And in order for you to fit in, you actually have to meet those criteria too, right?
That's a good point.
I would look at like, hey, am I supporting other people? Am I, walking the walk and talking the talk? Because we didn't mention this, but obviously you want people who are genuine and not presenting themselves as one thing but are another one. They pretend they're flashing around all kinds of money, and meanwhile they're broke and in debt. Like, you want somebody who's consistent and has character. So I would become that person in advance, mm-hmm. because that way, not only, because here's the thing, like, if you're not that person and you do encounter the right community, they're not going to want you, right? They're not going to let you in, and so they won't accept you. So you got to become that person too, right? And so I would be working on that side of things in the meantime. And I've found, and about you, if you guys have been listening to this for any amount of time, I personally am not a like new age kind of woo woo kind of person, but I do think like I feel like good people attract good people. And certainly there's some discernment there, and that's not a general blanket statement, but become that person, have these conversations like Peter mentioned, like that's super valuable. And then I would also seek out and ask around, like what are the groups that they are in? Find people who you look up to, find people who meet those criteria. And by the way, again, maybe it's only one or two of the criteria and they're like, oh, I'm part of this group over here. And somebody else is like, I'm part of this group. Maybe you see the same groups popping up over and over again. And that's a good indicator for you to maybe do some homework on your own and explore what that looks like.
Yeah. And one last thing I will say is, I think it's important to become the person that you want to be in order to be in that group, but don't wait until that day comes, kind of a thing, to start seeking this out. Because you might, depending where you're at, you might be like, well, I can't do it for next year or two. Well, that's a little long, right? So start seeking this out, And there might be that this community is going to start to evolve for you as you're growing,
Right.
But go out there and start talking, and you might be surprised who you're going to end up in your life.
Yeah, love it. Listen, this is a short episode, but it's a really powerful one, and we wanted to make it really direct and to the point, because this community, this support group, this environment, this group of peers or friends or whatever you want to call them, has such a transformative effect on your life that it really can't be understated in any way. And so, gosh, even if we talked about this every single episode, you'd get bored with it, but it still wouldn't underlie excuse me, accentuate the importance of, you know, how important this is. And so really, really give this some serious consideration. And maybe it just starts with one person or two people and you form your own group, or it does come in the form of you joining a group that's out there already. And you kind of just like, you know, quick start, you know, quick jump the process and start moving forward faster rather than slower. But in any case, like it will give you the support and feedback and all the other traits and things that we're looking for that we spoke about earlier. Listen, hope you enjoyed this one. It was a quick one. If you did enjoy it, leave us a review or leave us a rating. Share it with somebody who needs to listen to this. And listen, maybe it's somebody who you want to share it with, who you want to be in a group with and to form some sort of relationship with and help each other. And that would be a perfect introduction to help you guys do that. We will see you next week, everyone. Take care.